This is David Pilch, campus pastor of Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. Perhaps some of you heard about Faith and Family Night with the Syracuse Mets just a few Fridays ago. Although it started raining after we got in the stadium, the Mission Syracuse Orchestra and Choir played and sang their hearts out, keeping us engaged for over 3 hours until our guest speaker, former baseball great and committed Christian Daryl Strawberry, took center stage and shared to a captive audience his struggles and the victory he found in Jesus. Yes, the game was canceled due to the rain, but almost everyone who came for autographs stayed the entire time, and as some of our guys in the program might say, received a good dose of the Holy Ghost. The very next day, Saturday, was an even bigger event, Family Fun Fest, held at the Inner Harbor in Syracuse. Gratefully, the Lord saw fit to give this community outreach a sunny day. Hallelujah. Many churches and Christian ministries were represented, along with some businesses, community organizations, and the Syracuse Fire and Police Departments. Free pony rides, a bouncy house, face painting, and other free activities for the kids drew many families from all over Central New York to listen to great Christian music from a variety of worship teams. Wow, what a great venue. Thank you, Mission Syracuse, for coordinating this event and providing an opportunity for many Christians and churches in Central New York to get involved and be a part of this evangelistic day-long outreach. Near the end of the evening, as I was getting ready to pack up our table, a distinguished-looking gentleman walked over to our Adult and Teen Challenge area and started glancing at our literature. He immediately noticed our brochure for Bethany's Home and a picture of this future woman's home in East Syracuse. He pointed at it as he pulled out his cell phone to take a picture of it to send his family and said, "My dad built this house and even lived in it for a while." We talked for a good amount of time, and I discovered he is currently a local village judge and will be running this fall for a position as county judge. He invited me to come to his local court when it is held and try to interest men in need of our program to get help. Wow, what an open door. Could I read an application of Psalm 133 and how it could be understood in light of these recent Mission Syracuse events? Very good and pleasant things will happen that are pleasing to both you and me, like opening doors to people's hearts and sowing good seed in them. This is happening because brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, my church, talked and prayed with each other, had meetings to plan, work, and sacrifice together so I could pour out special blessings of forgiveness, freedom, and resurrection life. Yes, certainly, the Lord added his blessings. This is David Pilch, campus pastor at Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.